Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Welcome everybody to my podcast. I'm so glad that you are joining us. We are excited to be with you today. Maybe you're listening from the comfort of your own home or maybe on your way to work or wherever it is that you are listening at. We're so glad that you have tuned in. We've got a word for you today. And I've been doing a series of messages on the Holy Spirit and moving the hand of God, moving the heart of God. And then it took us into the glory of God. And it's just been very powerful what God is doing, how he is on the move. And so I want to just take a moment today and just bring you guys a short message on intimacy with the Holy Spirit and what it is to be intimate with the Holy Spirit, and maybe just give you some attributes and characteristics of the Holy Spirit. James chapter 4, verse 5 talks about the Holy Spirit, and the Bible says that the Holy Spirit yearns for us. The Holy Spirit longs for us. That word yearn means to long for intensely. As a matter of fact, the NIV speaks of the Holy Spirit longing for you very intensely and consistently. So he wants to fellowship with you. The Holy Spirit does. And so Jesus said it best. He said, it's best that I go away and then I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And so why did he say that? And because the Holy Spirit is actually a person. It is actually God. We have the Father, which is God. We have the Son, and then we have the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit yearns for us. He longs for us. And so if you look at the New Testament church from the book of Acts, they didn't do anything without the Holy Spirit. They walked, talked, they were intimate with the Holy Spirit. It's very important for the body of Christ to recognize that there is a Holy Spirit. Sometimes we live our life just not cautious of the fact that we have this amazing, beautiful spirit called the Holy Spirit. And so a lot of times we don't know him. A lot of times we don't know what he feels like. Oftentimes we don't know his nature or we don't know the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. And so I believe that in this last hour, we have to go back to understanding what the Holy Spirit is, why God brought us the Holy Spirit, what he sent the Holy Spirit to do. And sometimes we don't know his work. Sometimes people don't know his nature or his characteristic or his attribute. And believe it or not, but the Holy Spirit even has a personality. The Holy Spirit has an assignment. And so it's actually like it has emotions. And so we have to know what he was sent to do. When we don't know what he's sent to do, we are going to live our lives not very cautious. We're going to live our lives where we don't even value the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has a voice. The Holy Spirit came to the earth to give us direction. And sometimes the Holy Spirit can actually be grieved. It could be quenched. And so we need to know, what is this Holy Spirit? The Bible calls him the Spirit of Truth. So the Holy Spirit has different names. The Spirit of Truth, so which means that he doesn't lie. He speaks all truth. And so we have to be guided by the Holy Spirit, like the New Testament church. They were guided by the Holy Spirit. They depended on the Holy Spirit. They interacted with the Holy Spirit. They understood. They spoke to the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit spoke back to them. As a matter of fact, Paul would never go into any location without seeking the Holy Spirit. In one occasion, Peter was going to go into a particular place and the Holy Spirit stopped him. And so they were very much guided by the Holy Spirit. They were in step with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person, and we have to understand that. So God gave us the Holy Spirit. He is a person, and he's not here to hurt us. He's here to help us. He is our counselor. And so he lives on the inside of us. So the Holy Spirit has emotions. We got to understand that. The Holy Spirit has a mind. And so we could actually have the mind of Christ, because it says that the Holy Spirit actually has a mind. Think about that. And so he's our peace. He comes to comfort us. He can actually be insulted. The Holy Spirit can actually be insulted. And so we've got to know how to respect the Holy Spirit, how to honor the Holy Spirit, how to obey the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16, verse 7, he said, I tell you the truth. And so think about that. Just like the Holy Spirit, when it's in us, it tells us the truth. It's here to guide us. It's here to help us. And so I think think about walking with Jesus, right? On the shore of Galilee, it's very hard to ignore Jesus and if he's face to face with you. But, you know, yet here is the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Jesus said, it's better that I go so that you can receive the Holy Spirit. And think about that. Most people today, we would not ignore Jesus. But how many times do we ignore the Holy Spirit? It's easier to ignore the Holy Spirit. And many people today are doing that. They're ignoring the Holy Spirit. Yet here the Bible tells us that he wants to fellowship with us. He wants to have koinonia with us. He wants to be with us. That's what fellowship means. Communion. He wants to be in communion with us. He wants to be in a companionship with us. He wants to share things together. He doesn't want you to walk this walk by yourself. He wants you to walk with him and talk with him and for you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And so oftentimes he's so ignored. And he's a person that lives inside of you. And the early church always interacted with the Holy Spirit. And so we have to know the difference if the Holy Spirit is speaking to us or if it's really the voice of another voice, other voices that are speaking to us. When the Holy Spirit speaks, you just know. He sounds a lot like the Father in heaven. He sounds a lot like the Word. In the New Testament church, and you look at these early believers, they even understood just to such a degree that they knew when it was an angel talking or if it was the Holy Spirit talking. I mean, they were that intimate with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that he longs for us. He wants to spend time with us. He wants to be intimate with us. And so intimacy is going deeper than just fellowshipping. It's going deeper than just superficial. But rather, when you are intimate with the Holy Spirit, it's he even knows your thoughts. He knows your intentions. He knows your motives, the secretness of even the heart. It's the avenue to even being close to God. And so one thing we need to understand is that you can't be in rebellion and be intimate with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person that can be grieved. And I believe that now in churches all across the world, I am baffled, if you will, by the way we ignore the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't want to be ignored. There is actually another dimension to that infilling of the Holy Spirit. And me personally, I'm experiencing it myself through an affliction, through some afflictions that I've been through. And I have felt that the presence of God has just increased in my life. I have felt God's voice clear in my life. And so the more we take care of this Holy Spirit, the more intense it becomes in our lives. And so you can't be in rebellion and expect to have great fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's impossible. You see, rebellion is going against what the Holy Spirit is telling you, and it's going against the will of God. So that's rebellion. And so whenever anybody is rebellious, it's somebody who's not having intimacy with the Holy Spirit. It's probably being ignored. The Holy Spirit's being ignored in your life. And so we have to make sure that we take care of this relationship with the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, I'm at a place in my life where I want the presence of God to intensify. And so one of the ways that I do that is really seeking the presence of God and seeking the Holy Spirit. So I don't ignore the Holy Spirit throughout the day. One of my favorite Psalms, it says, Lord, let me always be aware of your presence. So really the Holy Spirit is the presence of God that is inside of us. And so there's no way you could be in rebellion and do whatever you want and then expect the Holy Spirit to come up and put up with everything in your life. That's impossible. There has to be a holy way of living. God said it this way, be holy for I am holy. And so when we take care of the Holy Spirit, we are guarding the Holy Spirit. We want to know what the Holy Spirit's attributes are. That's important for us because the presence of God actually starts to intensify us. And so here's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also one that comes to convict us. And so the Holy Spirit convicts us when we're off, when we're not right. It comes to convict us and it woos us back to the arms of God. That's what the Holy Spirit's job is. But yet we can quench the Holy Spirit and we can stop the Holy Spirit by our own rebellious nature. And so where we say things like, I don't feel God anymore. Well, we're supposed to feel God because, you know, having the presence of God, it's not a feeling, but you can feel his manifestation. You can feel it inside of you. You can feel him, and there's different manifestations. But when we say things like, I don't feel God as strong as I used to, it's that man has lost the Holy Spirit. You know, what does that mean? Well, we start to break covenants with the Holy Spirit. You know, we said once that we were going to serve God and then we start to break covenants with him. So, you know, the work of Jesus was to prepare for the return of the Spirit of man. That is what Jesus came to do. He came to prepare what the spirit of man, which is the spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. He came to prepare so that pave a way so that the Holy Spirit can actually come and live inside of us. So now the Bible says that he has written his laws inside of our hearts that we may not sin against them. So now we know what's right. We know what's wrong. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is inside of us. We don't need 10 tablets going on the mount, right, of transfiguration. Or we don't need 10 tablets to tell us if I'm right or wrong. When I have the Holy Spirit, I understand when I'm wrong and when I'm not wrong, you know. So the most important thing in your life is to be filled in every area of your life. I believe that the times that we're living in, you can't live without the Holy Spirit. I believe that the times that we're living in, you cannot afford not to carry the presence of God. You have to have the presence of God. The presence of God must be taken care of. That Holy Spirit has to be taken care of. And so if I know that he's longing for me, I can't ignore him. And so just like we ignore people, you know, nobody wants to be ignored. Yet how many times do we ignore the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit? I've been guilty of the Holy Spirit's voice speaking something into my life, be it a dream or something. And I ignored that voice. And then I suffered the consequences after the fact. Well, the Holy Spirit yearns to be with you intensely, constantly. He wants to be with you. And so we can't be covenant breakers. We have to be people that guard the Holy Spirit, take care of the Holy Spirit. Now, no married person will want to be married to somebody that breaks a covenant and then they yearn for like three other lovers. No married person would want that. So the Holy Spirit intensely and constantly yearns to be with you. We can't be covenant breakers where we start having other lovers. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that God is a jealous God. He yearns for us. He wants us to have him as a priority. John also speaks, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, speaks of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And so those things start to get in the way of our relationship with God so we can actually grieve the Holy Spirit. We're not called to grieve the Holy Spirit. We're called to spend time with the Holy Spirit. And so these New Testament believers, these apostles, I mean, these guys, they knew the Holy Spirit so well. They spent time with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, you know it, verse 2 through 4, it talks about how the Holy Spirit came to fill them and the house was filled where they started speaking in other languages. And so the whole city hears about this. That's how powerful the Holy Spirit is. And there was evidence that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And so there's actually an evidence. It's a manifestation on the outside that something inside is occurring. And so your external life is a manifestation of what's really occurring on the inside of us. So if we really, as the Holy Spirit yearns for us, and we really want to spend time with the Holy Spirit, what happens is that something in me is going to be shown and manifested externally because I am in relationship with the one that yearns for me, with I'm taking care of that relationship. And so here is this promise called the Holy Spirit, and we've got to guard it with everything that we have. And so these guys, let me tell you, they spent time with the Holy Spirit. They knew if it was an angel or the Holy Spirit. And so how do I know that I am filled with the Holy Spirit? I'm taking care of this relationship with the Holy Spirit. Well, you turn into a different person and not a worse one. You turn into a better person. You turn into, there is evidence. The Bible says that when the Holy Spirit comes, it says that there is evidence and with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Well, yes, I could speak in tongues, but I know people who speak in tongues and they just not become better people. And so that you need an infilling of the Holy Spirit. And that should be continuously in your life because there should be a physical evidence that you are not the same person. You're getting better. You're not getting worse. If you find yourself getting worse, then that means that you have broken covenant with the Holy Spirit because we are called to get better, not worse. Now, the Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is the one that who's yearning to be with you. He's the one that helps us. He is our helper. He is our guide. And so this doesn't have anything to do with you, you know, maintaining control of things. This is allowing the Holy Spirit to take control over your life. And so what does the Holy Spirit want to do? Is the Holy Spirit wants you to surrender your life to such a way where you are in the perfect will of God. You listen to the control of the Holy Spirit. You listen to the instructions of the Holy Spirit and you become obedient unto God. And so where you say things like, whatever you want, I will do. Whatever you have me do, I'm going to hate those things that you don't like. God. And so now you find yourself changing. There's an external evidence, a manifestation where it's like, wow, you're becoming a better person. That is a sign that you are intimate and that the Holy Spirit who yearns for you, you are having this relationship with him. And the second thing I want to leave you with is that you will have power. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will always have power. So there's evidence externally, and you're going to have a lot of power. And what does that mean? Well, now you have the power to say no. You have the power. We're not people and creatures that were meant to be dominated by things. We now have the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us, where we have the power to not necessarily to control things externally, but we have the power even to control our own emotions. We have the disciplines on the inside of us. And so we can see the evidence, the manifestation. We are different people. But now we have power. So think about that. God gave us power. The church has been robbed. The church has been robbed today because the church has been acting powerless. The church acts like it doesn't have any power. But you do have power. You have power over your thoughts. You have power over your emotions. You have power over those things that are coming even against you. You don't have to live bound. You have power, the power of God. And so when you take care of the Holy Spirit, there is power living inside of you. The power of God lives inside of you. Think about that for a moment. And the power of God that is at work on the inside of you, think about it. He is able to do immeasurably abundantly above all you can ask or imagine, according to the power that liveth inside of you. So there's power inside of you to operate, to move things. You don't have to be governed by emotions. You don't have to be governed by thoughts. You have the power to control your mind. You have the power to control even those thoughts that are coming, the lies of the enemy. You have power on the inside of you. And so here is this Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is longing for you. He longs to be with you. He yearns to be with you. I want to encourage everybody, if you've been not taking care of the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, I want to provoke you. I want to stir you up today. And I want to tell you that there is this person who has emotions, who has a mind, called the Holy Spirit, the promise of God, the gift of God that has been given to you and I. And when that Holy Spirit is taken care of on the inside, I don't want to grieve him. I don't want to hurt him. I want to surrender my life to such an extent where I live for the fulfillment of the call of God and the perfect will of God in my life. How do I do that? Well, I've got to take care of the Holy Spirit. I have to listen and I have to obey. Many of you are just running rampant. Many of you are just living and existing. Some of you have taken control of your own issues and you're saying, I got this. Listen, you don't have anything. You are a limited vessel and you are a limited human being. And only the Holy Spirit can help you. He is your guide. He is your comforter. He is the one that helps you. He's your helper. And so you don't have to carry the load. You can actually live in such a way where you have surrendered your life to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes and he gives you that help that you need. And so I want to encourage and I want to stir you up today. If you have not been taking care of the presence of God, I want to encourage you to go back to taking care of the presence of God. You've got to nurture the Holy Spirit. You've got to take care of it. You've got to understand that the voice of the Holy Spirit is speaking, always speaking. And when it comes to your destiny and you are off on some other course and some other road, believe me, you are going to have a dream. Believe me, somebody's going to come to you and tell you, hey, listen, how are you doing? All of a sudden, somebody's going to come to you because God is speaking and he's speaking to his people and he speaks through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a voice. Many of you have been ignoring the voice of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you, go back to listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so the Bible says it this way, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end it leads to destruction. And the Bible says that God guides you. He leads you into all truth and into all righteousness. So go back to nurturing, to taking care of the Holy Spirit, and watch what God is going to do in your life. Amen. So I want to pray for you right now. I'm going to pray that you be guided by the Holy Spirit. I feel God right now. And I know that wherever you are at, God is going to begin to speak to you. I pray that, and I'm stirring you up, that if you have not maybe even been conscious of the Holy Spirit, that you become conscious now. And that you begin to say, God, I am so sorry. Right there where you're at, just begin to repent. If you have grieved or hurt the Holy Spirit, he wants to talk to you. He wants to have communion with you. He yearns for you constantly. He intensely yearns for you. I want you to take care of that Holy Spirit. Take care of the presence of God. Because in the presence of God is where liberty happens. It's where deliverance happens. It's where you are safe in the presence of God. So if you have faltered in this area, listen, I want to just provoke you right now. Go back to the presence of God. Seek him. Tell him you're sorry and he will be right there. You can feel God's presence. I'm going to pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for all those who are watching. And I pray in Jesus' name that they begin to feel the presence of God again. That if they have not felt God's presence, that today they come back to that presence. And Father, today we ask for forgiveness if we have not listened to the power, the voice of the Holy Spirit, if we have not understood that the Holy Spirit wants to be with us. Father, today we repent with all our heart. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, come back into the lives of every single person that is listening or viewing us. And that the presence of God begin to invade right there your home. It begins to invade right there. Every area of your life begins to be invaded by the Holy Spirit. I pray that if you have not felt God's presence, you begin to feel it right now at the sound of my voice. That as you are repenting and you're saying, God, I'm so sorry. I've sinned. I turned away from you. That today you are breaking and that you are saying, God, I surrender. I miss the presence of God. I miss communion with the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask this over your people right now, that you restore them back to the presence of God. You restore them back to the Holy Spirit, and that they become mindful, Father, that they are always in communion with the Holy Spirit. Father, that they recognize that your presence, Lord, is always abiding in us, and we can live in such a way where we are conscious of the fact that the Holy Spirit is with us, that the presence of God is intensifying. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I leave you with this last word. I have gone to a place in my life where I want to be so conscious of the presence of God that everywhere I go, I understand that the presence of God is with me. That if you go on that job interview, listen, the presence of God is with you. That you don't ignore that voice, but that you become conscious always and aware that he's with you. And because he's with you, you don't ignore him. He's with you. You take care of it. You have communion with him. He's your best friend. So I want to encourage you and stir you up today. Go back to taking care of the presence of God. Blessings. I want to encourage you, if you have not followed us on Instagram or Facebook, please do so. We also want to encourage you, if you have any questions, requests, prayer requests, please go to our website. You can see it there. Please listen and tune in. You can actually tune in on Spotify. And please, please, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are uploading incredible messages that are there for your viewing, Spanish, English. I've got Spanish loved ones. You can tell them to log in. And we are uploading them constantly. Podcast messages for your own feeding and taking care of that presence. We love you guys. We thank you so much. And until next time.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.